When I went to Europe for the second time, I made a record session in Paris in October 1934. And one of the tunes we cut was a double-length, double-sided version of On the Sunny Side of the Street.
Folks, it sure has been a thrill living my life
over again and telling you a little about the people that helped me make these recordings. Without the help of the Rangers, Cy Oliver, and Bob Haggard, and my boys in the All-Stars, Edmund Hall, clarinet, Trummy Young, trombone, Billy Kyle, piano, Barry Deems, drums, Squire Gush, bass, I would be like the cat in the hall, nowhere at all. Also, I want to thank Mr. Joe Glazer, who has guided me for all these years. Without him, the boys that work with me, Frenchie and Dr. Pugh, I don't know what I'd do. I also want to thank all of my fans all over the world for accepting my little offerings. It's impossible to mention everybody, but I must mention my man, Milt Gabler, Angel Gabler. He watches over all of my records and who puts all this jive together. Also, Leonard Feather, a youngster whom I've known all his life. He kind of acted like a second memory on this story. And our boy, Daddy James Petrilla, also a trumpet man, who has guided us musically for a long time. It's impossible to mention everyone, because I could fill up a whole record with just names of people I want to thank. So please forgive me, and remember, I love you all, always. And I'm Red Beans and Ricely, yours, old Satchmo.